Boy, John Clayton has been on top of things from the start of this Broncos offseason. So very fascinated to hear what he has to say about tonight. John Clayton, our senior Broncos writer from DenverFan.com, presented by Flesh and Beck Law, injury attorneys. Morning, John.
Good morning.
All right, John, how does this trade for Teddy Bridgewater affect tonight's draft for the Denver Broncos?
A lot, because there's so much more flexibility of what they may do. I mean, it's still not out of the question, knowing that Bridgewater, you know, basically redid his contract, took a pay cut, and now is on a one-year $4.7 million deal with Carolina, getting $7 million, or with Denver, getting $7 million from the Carolina Panthers. But I mean, they could still, because he's a free agent next year, and they could still take a quarterback. I think one of the crazy things I could see happen is that you now have kind of a double trade up, because you know Washington and Chicago want a quarterback. Okay, so now what they could do is work out a trade with New England, and then if you have whatever team does a Chicago or Washington trade up with Denver, Denver can come back and maybe get a cornerback or get an offensive lineman and then get some value for it. They can also sit there at number nine and take Micah Parsons, who would be a great addition at linebacker. I still wonder about a cornerback like Patrick Surtain, but I mean, their options, I think, are varied, and they can do a lot of different things.
Do those options include still taking a quarterback at number nine?
It does, yeah. I mean, they still could, because again, there's no quarterback right now that unless Locke comes on and Bridgewater does some great things, that's there for them to do it. So it's still, but I still think this is a team that wants to win now. And, you know, according to Pro Football Focus, they're the sixth most talented roster in football. I don't know if that may be a little bit high, but that's what they have them. And now you have a quarterback who's, you know, might end up getting the starting job, who may play better than Drew Locke. Because I know Pro Football Focus had Locke as one of the worst five quarterbacks in the league. And so, now this team, you know, could be in a position to make a wild card run.
You know, Johnny, you've been covering this draft for, Lord, I don't know how many years you've been covering this draft, yeah, but for a long time. What does your gut tell you that the Broncos will do? What does your gut tell you that George Payton will do based upon his history in Minnesota and all that he's done as a scout?
Well, I mean, his history working with Rick Spielman is, you know, trying to maneuver around. But also, I think he's done such a good job of piecing everything together, getting the cornerback position all taken care of. They're solid enough on the offensive line. I still think, that trade back possibility kind of intrigues me with him. But I think if not, you just take the best player available, whether it's Micah Parsons or you take Patrick Surtain, because again, this defense is going to be really good next year. And now you add a good young player to the mix. And so now all of a sudden, I mean, you have Von Miller, you have Bradley Chubb, you have in the middle kind of running around making plays, Micah Parsons. I think that could be a possibility. And then again, whether you take Slater at the tackle position, that could be a possibility too. But, you know, I think it makes more intrigue of what they might do and more question marks on what they might do. But I think, you know, in the end, I thought that Bridgewater was the option as opposed to trading up to seven, giving up maybe a second round pick or a third round pick to do that.
Got feeling as to what San Francisco does at three?
Mac Jones.
Really?
Because that's what Kyle Shanahan wants. I mean, he wants a quarterback who's smart, accurate, has the ability to go ahead and know the down and distance situations. And under the personnel office wants Trey Lance, or even Justin Fields. But I think right now, you got Kyle Shanahan, and he's the one making that decision. And you got his best friend, Chris Sims, from the very beginning saying that, hey, it's going to be taking Mac Jones. So I think it's going to be Mac Jones.
So if it is Mac Jones, that I think really increases the likelihood that a Justin Fields would be available at number nine. Now,
yeah.
Do you sit there and could George Payton resist that? Because do you think a first time GM, even someone who's been around the game as long as George Payton has, is that a temptation that is maybe too hard to pass up? The idea of, hey, I'm a first time GM and this is a chance to get my young quarterback. I can't pass on that.
Yeah, I think there's a chance of that because I wouldn't trade up to, from 9 to 7 now that they got the Bridgewater deal done because now you're taking away too much from your draft. But because you do want young players to come on this team. But, no, I think that you have to kind of weigh it. It's like, okay, do you want something that can help you this year? Because, you know, when you think about it, okay, Micah Parsons can help this year because he can go in the middle, play inside linebacker. I mean, if you take an offensive lineman like Slater, you know, is he really going to play this year? Because you still have Juwan James and you have pretty much most of your starters taken care of. So do you want to do that? I mean, that's why. But again, you know, Fields may be too good of a player to pass on.
Yeah, really interesting. Really interesting, you know, dynamics and machinations, if you will. What about the fact that, you know, Carolina has not picked up, they have not picked up the fifth-year option on Sam Darnold? Like, how much are they in play for a quarterback right now, and how does that affect the Broncos, you know, draft position at nine?
Now, I don't think they're taking a quarterback because, again, they have the option of being able to go back and give a second year, I mean, a fifth year option to Sam Darnold. I mean, remember, they gave up, it was only a sixth round pick this year, but a 2 and a 4 next year to be able to get him. Now, I know that the owner is enamored by getting as much quarterback things as you can, but, you know, they also need some help for this year. That's why, like, they don't have a left tackle. Russell Okung is not re-signed, and so they could take Slater, put him at left tackle. You know, they can take Sertan at quarterback. I mean, they can do all those different things. But for me, the fact that they made the Sam Darnold trade and now finally have the trade done with Teddy Bridgewater, I mean, I think that takes them out of the quarterback mix. But it also puts them in a position, too, if team wants to trade up, they can trade that pick and move down.
Real quick, you mentioned those teams that might be looking to move up. And New England at 15, Washington at 19, Chicago at 20. Based on what the asking price was for San Francisco to move up, do you think that will embolden teams to pay that kind of price, or will it scare teams away from paying the price to move up from 20, 19, 15 to 9 or higher?
Well, if you want a quarterback, I don't think it'll scare the teams because they want to try to get it. I think the teams that would be scared is those drafting in the top 10 that might consider trading down. I mean, trading down from 8, 9 to 15 isn't that bad, particularly knowing that Scott McKittrick, the Carolina Panthers, said they only have 16 first-round grades. What you don't want to move is out of the top 10 down to 19 or 20 because now what you're basically getting is a second-round pick. And so that's why, you know, for a team like Chicago or Washington, they may have to do a double trade-up to get there because 15 you don't mind, 19 and 20 you do mind.
Last one for me real quick. And then, Mark, I know you
want to
jump
good.
In. New England. New England fascinates me because all this talk of the Patriots moving up, it doesn't seem like the Bill Belichick type move. You know, I mean, this is a guy who built a 20-year dynasty on a 6th-round pick, and along the way he found Jimmy Garoppolo in the 2nd-round pick. It doesn't seem like a Belichick type move, does it to you?
Well, he's never done it. I mean, he's never really moved up. He's moved back. That's why I think there's more of a possibility of him moving back, particularly if he can get something done with Washington and Chicago maybe moving up to Denver or Carolina. Because, you know, he can get that extra. Because remember, they did have that for cheating. They got that third round pick that they lost. And so, you know, they still have enough in the 2nd round and 3rd round to do some things. But I don't think they would mind getting an extra 2nd round pick. Because, again, what they can do is use a 2nd round, 3rd round pick and maybe get Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback.
Yeah, at the end of the day, before we let you go, Jimmy Garoppolo, is he a San Francisco 49er after today?
I think maybe it's going to be more of a Friday move because, again, I think that what you have to see is what you can do in the 1st round for the Patriots. I mean, can you get that trade back? And so that's going to be the case, and that would put it more tomorrow than it would be today.
All right. Johnny, man, we appreciate you. Enjoy the draft. Thank you so much for all the insight.
Okay, thanks.
There he goes, John Clayton. Not our smoothest transition.
But you got the point.
You got the point.
You got the point.
104.3 The Fan, senior Broncos writer.
Froze up.
John Clayton, presented by Flesh and Beck Law, injury attorneys. And you can read John's latest on the Broncos every day at denverfan.com.